Good evening. Tonight we're talking with Sarah Zettel, who will be reading and talking about her work a bit later. Her first science fiction novel won the Locus Award for Best First Novel in 1997. Her most recent book is Quiet Invasion. She was born in California, has lived in 10 states, and currently resides in Ann Arbor with her husband Tim and cat Buffy the Vampire, Vermin Slayer. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
What was it about The Ones Who Walk Away from Omelas that inspired you to become an author?
Well, The Ones Who Walk Away from Omelas is just about an example of just about everything that is great about science fiction. It was a story about another world, and yet it was a story very much about our own society and about the choices people face. And Ursula Le Guin, who is the story's author, wrote my favorite quote about science fiction. She said that we can't really write about the future. All we can write about is the present. For all science fiction explores the implications of technology and the roads we may be choosing, what we are really talking about is the world today and what we see and what our concerns are today. And science fiction allows you to focus on a particular aspect of society and really examine it. And as such, it can be a very potent tool for social commentary, for social thought, and it was The Ones Who Walk Away from Omelas that showed me that.
Where do you get your ideas? How do you develop them?
I jokingly say I leave a bowl of milk out for the idea fairy. But no, I get my ideas from listening to the radio, from reading the newspaper, from reading Scientific American, from developments like the Human Genome Project, the first papers of which have just come out, and trying to see what those implications might be, where the roads we're walking down might lead. For good or for ill. And that's plenty of fodder right there.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I noticed on one of your websites that you are a tea drinker. Do you have any other favorite companies besides Tea Lux? They had a wonderful website when I went out and took a look at
it.
Oh,
I love them. I love them. I got introduced to them in Boston. By Gay Haldeman, who is married to Joe Haldeman, who's one of the greats in the science fiction field. Actually, there's a couple of stores in Ann Arbor that sell some just wonderful loose leaf tea. There's a bookstore called Crazy Wisdom that has a great tea room on top of it. Wonderful selection. So I frequently go there for a cup of tea and take my laptop along, get some writing done.
I noticed you liked Earl Grey. Are there other blends that you particularly like?
I'm very enamored of Formosa Oolong. Let's see, for an herbal tea, I like orange spice. Yeah, pretty regular there. Let's see, oh, Ceylon. Very fond of Ceylon and Darjeeling. Very much an English tea drinker, less so on the African teas. I find them a little bit strong.
Interesting. I find I prefer Earl Grey, and I tend to drink it the Irish way with lots of cream and sugar.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What kinds of music do you listen to?
I am a folky. perhaps I should be embarrassed to admit that, but
I don't think so.
I really am. I grew up on folk music as a kid, and I listened to it because, well, all songs are stories, but folk music in particular tells a wide range of stories, and I like to have that on in the background as inspiration. I like pop. I found a new singer from Germany named Ute Lemper. Amazingly tough voice. The standard in the pop world right now is little girl voices, but this woman has just the most incredible full-throated voice, just very Annie Lennox. And I really like her choice of music.
That's interesting. Quiet Invasion came out in February of 2000, which was your most recent published book. Are you currently working on another one?
I'm working on several, actually. I have just turned in Kingdom of Cages, which is another science fiction book that will be released this August from Aspect Books. I am working on my first fantasy novel. Actually, I take that back. I have finished my first fantasy novel. That's coming out from Tor Books next December. And I am working on the second of that same series, the fantasy series. And I have just turned in an outline for another science fiction book, which is tentatively titled Disappearance Gate. And we'll have to see how that goes. So I've got several projects in the works right now.
Sounds like it. How did your cat get its name?
Well, I am very, very, very much a fan of the show Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I think it is one of the best things on television. And right after it came out, we decided to get a kitten. And so we brought the kitten home and sort of waited for her to develop a name. And I thought I might want to name her after one of the characters on the show, but I wasn't sure what sort of personality she was going to have. So I basically said, well, if she's outgoing, we'll name her Buffy. If she's introverted, we'll name her Willow. And when she climbed up the blinds and started walking along the curtain rail, I decided she was a Buffy.
Definitely sounds like a Buffy. Is there anything you'd like to tell the audience in addition before we conclude?
Well, I hope that everybody will take a moment to explore the genres of fantasy and science fiction. They are much more wide-ranging than most people suppose. Most people think of science fiction and think Star Wars, but there is a great breadth of, and quite a history of literature, of commentary, of action and adventure, and of thought in there. So I'm hoping people will take another look.
Great. Thank you very much.